The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Ricker Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. You got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
Getting the names right. Okay, I'm just going to get this off my chest and once and for all. So, I don't get every name right. I'm not even going to pretend and sit here and tell you that I am great at getting everyone's name right. You know, there are names that sometimes they're difficult to pronounce. Sometimes I don't quite get it. You know, I might you know, say something that's, you know, maybe exaggerate one part of the name when it should have been another, or completely get the name wrong, whatever. However, I do think I'm improving. But I will never be perfect. I'm as bad as Don Cherry was with the names. Probably not. But it happens sometimes. Now, to be honest, though, it doesn't really bother me. I'm going to tell you why. Now, I know some of you it bothers. Every time I get a name wrong.
A little Stretty. That's not how you pronounce that name. It's actually, looks like you have to really enunciate and encourage yourself to say this part of the word correctly. And people send me tweets, oh, you just can't say the names right. Okay, all right. I'm sorry that I'm not Bob Costas when it comes to getting the name right. But let me get a little background as to where it comes from, why it doesn't bother me. When I played hockey, on the rare occasion where they announced my name for starting lineup, for a penalty, for getting a point, whether it was in North America and especially in Europe, they didn't ring the old Jason Strudwick bell 100% right. I held in Sweden, it was Jason Strudwick. In other places, it was Studwich. Sounded like a sandwich. Sometimes I got Strudwick, Strudwick, Studwick. How do you get, forget an R in there? Strudwick, and all of a sudden it's Studwick. I got all different kinds of thing. It was all over the map. I can tell you, every time, not once did it bother me. Not one time. In fact, I thought it was kind of funny. Because at the end of the day, we understand what was happening. The point was going registered on the goal sheet, or I was starting lineup. It didn't change what was going on. So it doesn't bother me at all. But some people get so worked up about it. You're blasphemy. You're getting it completely wrong. You use an R instead of a D in there. Like,
honestly, it doesn't matter. If the biggest issue you have with me is my inability to pronounce Enrico Ciccone's name properly 1,000 times backwards after having 3 Bud Lights, then I think we're doing okay. So if there's ever been one time where I've gotten a name pronounced wrong, just get it off your chest now. Send us a text at 10-12-60. If I called Comer, or if I called Connor Comer, or Conrad, or if I called, you know, this show Jason Strudwick Show instead of Jason Greger, if I said someone Matthew Iwanek instead of Matthew Iwanek, all those things, let's get it off your chest, get it out there. But my goodness, after a while, it's like I can't. It is a relatively, in my opinion, small detail, because there's so many other things. It's you know, what are you trying to tell the person? What are they trying to tell us? Do you get all the facts you need? So for all you, there's some people, you know, the people get mad about me, Connor, saying the names wrong. They're the same people that wanted every single offside called in the NHL. The chips of the world.
Oh, Mike, the chip. Unbelievable! That took the complete trip. Every trip, got to get every penalty. It's outrageous. So we can't get it right. Strudwick gets the names wrong, and we can't get every penalty call correctly. Every offside risk. We got to get it right. It's a principle. It's a principle of a thing.
After sometimes you just gotta take it easy. You just gotta relax.
Strudy, right on cue. This was actually before the segment even started. Brendan says, hey, Jason, I've noticed that you have an accent when you say .com. You have a very American drawl when you say it. It sounds like you're saying cam. The Canadian pronunciation is calm. I know you speak with a Canadian... Or I know you can speak Canadian because I went to school with you. Can you just say .com for me quickly?
.com? I don't know. Do I get it wrong? I know. Brendan, I know. We're best friends. We live by each other. I don't know. I guess .com. What am I supposed to say? Calm?
Calm. .com.
.com. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a pretty small detail in my opinion.
Yeah. It's not a big detail. I've never noticed, to be honest with you. I've noticed others, but I have not noticed .com.
No, I get it. I get it in there. But it's, yeah, I don't, here's one. Hey, just because other people are poor reporters, okay, it's not okay for you to be. Do your research and be prepared. I think it's just lazy reporting from George. Well, you know, if I do 50 interviews and I get one name incorrectly, is that lazy reporting? Because would you rather hear me give you good insight into what I think is important in hockey or sports? Or get every name right. Because we can run a lot of people to get every name right. But now I don't have the insight. So I think that's where I get it. That's where I think I go sideways on it. So I'm not going to get it right. I promise you I won't get it right. It'll never be 100% correct. I'll never be as bad as Don Cherry was at Prince Indian. But I think I'm improving. But when people get all fired up. Here's the one. Hey, Strauss, my last name is Olsen. And it bugs me. When someone spells it Olsen, so instead of O-L-S-O-N, O-L-S-E-N, you're a bigger man than me, my friend. I don't care what people call me. Like, if people get your name wrong, Connor, maybe you can help me. Is it because they feel it's an affront to their family name? Like, think about it. Every time you go get a coffee or tea, you put your name Jason, they spell it wrong. Is that person insulting you? Are we going to come down on the poor barista that's just trying to make me up my green tea with some honey in it and make him lose it?
I mean, I try to get their names. Sometimes I'll give it the honest effort. Obviously, Giannis Antetokounmpo was always a tough one for me. Solomon Olamimian was always a tough one for me. Like when he won Defensive Player of the Year in the CFL, my updates, I was struggling and people could tell. Like I was getting texts in like, man, you got to work on that name, Olamimian. It took me a long time. I get called Haley all the time, Connor Haley. You know, I'll go do like an interview with somebody or a podcast, and they'll confirm it's Haley beforehand, and then they'll straight up be like, oh, Haley joins us. And it doesn't bother me. I don't take it personal. But, there are a lot of names that are tough, and we do try to learn. I know Athanasiu was another one that a lot of us struggled with for a long time. Like, I don't take it personal, but if other people do, then we'll do our best to accommodate and try to figure it out. But if it slips up, don't hold this against us forever. No, I'll say
this though: the reason I think I don't get worked up about it, like when I get it incorrect, or because I had my name mispronounced so often, I don't consider it a big issue. I know some of you do, and that's fine, but I just don't think it's a big deal. And I just don't see why it's a big issue. But everyone's got their own thing. You know, like some people don't like it. Like I don't like when people don't wave at me when I let them in a zip line when we're driving. But you have to make it happen like that.